Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think this is a real inflection point for the Texans, and we've been talking about this the last couple of days. Should we expect for them to win? Should they, you know, is it something that they definitely should win? And if they don't win, you know, the reaction of how many people will feel about them. This is a team that absolutely should be able to take care of a team like Baltimore that is this injured. And, you know, however we feel about it, I do think, to me, and 713-572-4610, people out here at Talliards, YouTube and Twitch, you can tell me how you feel or if you disagree. I think right now, Clint, if the Texans lose this game to this depleted Ravens team, and it looks like they are going, we know they're going to be without some All-Pros and Roquan Smith and Marlon Humphrey, And some other guys, it looks like there's a potential, a really good potential there without guys like Lamar Jackson and Kyle Hamilton. So they are really beat up. But if they lose to this team, I am concerned that the belief in the big two, D'Amico and CJ, and I think those are the two guys that I think got us to a place where Texans fans really believed in this team. I think if they lose this game, I think the belief will change with those two guys for a lot of people. If you look at this, Clint, as you said, if they lose this game, you're staring down the barrel of, you know, how many wins are they gonna have? You know, if they can't take care of business with these two guys, I think right now is the lowest point people have had for those two, but I still think people believe that these guys can get them where they want to get them. But if they lose this game and they lose to a team that is a shell of themselves with the thought process of, hey, we're close. We're close to being in the upper echelon of the AFC or in the league, and they lose this one, I think some people may change in their belief with those two guys.
Yeah, look, I think belief is going to change, and I think it should. You win 10 games 2 years in a row, and then the year that you should actually be turning the corner, no matter what happened the first two, you mess the bed and you end up 1-4 with a bye week coming up with some tough opponents coming around the corner with not a lot of hope. Yeah, I mean, hell, it should change. I have a hard time coupling those two together. Look, I think D'Amico is going to be untouchable no matter what happens this year. I think there's when you look at the I think the team they built, when you look at how quickly he turned the corner, I think there's still going to be some goodwill there. I think there's going to be a lot of grace given to D'Amico Ryans. Now, I think C.J. Stroud is the one that's got a real chance here to fall out of grace. I mean, he's the one that, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how well the act of C.J. Stroud plays if you're not playing well and winning 10 games. I don't know how well C.J. Stroud is going to handle adversity. I don't know that he's had and we're talking sports adversity here, so all my folks that want to go back to California and his upbringing and things like that, miss me with that. I'm talking sports. I just don't know how many times he's been questioned from, you know, his ability on the field and his ability to play the quarterback position, his ability to lead. I don't know how many times that's been questioned. And I think all of that will be if this team falls to 1-4 and everybody's got 2 weeks to stew on it. I think it's some
Oh, you're point, right, going to a bye week too. Yeah,
we've already seen, Ron, we've already seen – you know, the turning of the corner, I think, nationally, and people not just talking about the offensive line. People aren't as quick to jump on Nick Caley as they seem to be with Bobby Slowick. It seems like when the struggles with the Texans is discussed, it's offensively, yes, it's protection-wise. The offensive line has taken a ton of heat, but they're starting to talk about C.J. Stroud a little bit as well. You fall to 1-4, and you can't move the football and score points against a depleted Baltimore team that, look, again, I don't think they're as bad as the box scores will tell you. I don't think they're that team, but I think 90% of the NFL fan base does, because they watch the box score and they look at the rankings, they look at the stats. And with that being the case, if you can't go score points against them, I think people are going to jump on. I agree with you, both of them, in a big way, but I think the one that impacts the most is CJ.
Yeah, listen, I don't think either of them, I don't think there's a situation where like somebody's going to get replaced or anything, or like they're going to lose their jobs or anything, Clint. I don't think that, but I think right now most people that are Texans fans, and hell, not even Texans fans, anybody who looks at this organization, but we look at the fans, people are texting in, like I've seen some people say, if they lose, I'm out, things like that. I think most people that are Texans fans look at DeMeco and think DeMeco is going to be a head coach that can take us to a championship. I think most people still look at C.J. Stroud and say, C.J. Stroud, if they fix everything around him, he is good enough to be the quarterback that can be better than any of the ones that we've had and take us to a championship. I think this game is so important that I think a lot of people will have that feel of them right now. And if they lose to a team like that Ravens team, if you can't beat that Ravens team, like, as you've said, they're not close to where people thought they were the last couple of years. They're not close to it. And I think at that point, their favorite drops too, and I know some people might hear this and think this is crazy, but it feels like DeMeco would be more the confidence level of like a Bill O'Brien, and CJ be more the confidence level of like a Matt Schaub, just in terms of like, instead of thinking like, all right, man, we got a championship level coach, we got a good coach, we got a playoff coach, and not even more. And that's why I think this game is so important, because if you can't beat this Ravens team, then that means it's maybe years off of being in the conversation of Buffalo and Kansas City and stuff like that.
It's just like everything else, Ron. And I said it the minute that DeMeco was hired, if you can't find the quarterback and the offensive play caller, which they found a quarterback, that regardless of what you think of C.J. Stroud, C.J. Stroud's good enough to win games in this league at a high level. Whether you think he can take you to a Super Bowl or not, whatever. He can win games at a high level. He cannot be the reason you lose. I'll put it to you that way. DeMeco Ryan's fatal flaw is not being able to find the offensive play caller. Not being able to settle on an identity. Right now, it looks like he gave up on Bobby Slowick too early. Right now, it looks like they're running an archaic offense that was good in 05 that one guy's ran really, really well. Right now, it looks like this collaborative effort all over the place with him and Nick Caserio, and this is obviously a Nick Caserio's turn to hire the offensive philosophy and offensive identity. I think all that stuff, it appears, if you had to bet on it right now, is backfiring on him. And you can be a great head coach, you can be a great defensive coordinator, if you can't get the offense right in today's game, you can't win at a high level. Period, point blank. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
And more to this right now, Lamar Jackson has been declared out for this game. The official injury report has just come out. Kyle Hamilton is listed as questionable with the groin. Lamar is out in this game. Roquan Smith is out in this game. Marlon Humphrey is out in this game. Awuzie, their other corner, he is out in this game. Now, for the Texans, Jalen Reed, who was a full participant the last couple of days, he is out for this game. DeNico Autry is out for this game. And Foley Fatakasi is out for this game. But the big story here right now, and not a real shocker, but we wondered, is Lamar Jackson. So officially, it will be Lamar Jackson out of this game, and Cooper Rush will be the quarterback for the Ravens. And this jumps even more to the conversation that we've been having, Clint, is they got to win the game. Like, I think for the belief and the feel for people, if C.J. Stroud and D'Amico lose to Cooper Rush,
yeah.
Well, that's going to make people look a lot different.
Well, you're going to have. I mean, here's the deal: is if you fall to 1-4, and we know what all that entails, there is an entirely new new set of problems and adversity that, again, D'Amico and CJ and Nick and everybody have to navigate. And I'm just not real sure that the not answering questions, the way that they operate and the way they do things, I don't know how well that plays if you're not winning games or you're not in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how well
they can wear thin. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get up there, you know, after starting 0-3, and again, you tell us how you don't care what the outside noise is, but you spend 10 minutes telling us about it. You know, I mean, it's just clearly you hear it. Clearly it affects you. And, you know, you're going to have to deal with it more and more if you fall to 1-4 with a bye week. They got 2 weeks to hammer down on you. So, you know, I do think it's foreign territory to this group of guys to deal with a 1-4, potentially 1-4 start. I mean, they have D'Amico and CJ together in the NFL have had a very, very easy road relative to do what you want, say what you want, handle situations however you see. Everybody just shuts up and accepts it because you win. And you drop to 1-4, Joe Mixon's nowhere to be found, and you don't want to talk about it. You don't have enough weapons for C.J. Stroud to move the football. Your offseason acquisitions, which, by the way, Laken Tomlinson and Cam Robinson are on that list. You can add Christian Kirk to that, too, after our conversation yesterday. You're not bringing in guys to help your quarterback win games. And so, yeah, I think the noise gets really loud really quick, and I think it's very fair and justifiable.
Text line coming in. What if they lose like the Rams did last night to an injured 49ers team? Listen, the Rams, Sean McVay and Matt Stafford, I mean, Matt Stafford I think is a Hall of Famer. Sean McVay is definitely on the road to that, and they've won a Super Bowl together. Like, there's – listen, I think I'm really disappointed in the Rams and how they lost that game, but I just think the pedigree and history that they've put forth is a little bit different than the pedigree and the history that D'Amico and CJ have put forth in their first 2 years. They've been really good their first 2 years, but this – I think this is a different turn when we've seen – how this season has gone.
Well, I think Ron, they've got an identity and they've got a resume. And Houston's doesn't compare even remotely close to what this group I'm talking about.
Yeah.
To what Sean McVay, Matt Stafford, even you look this year. We talked about it. I mean the ability to go out there and get your best player the football no matter what. The ability to go out there and get Kyron Williams, the running back, involved no matter what. The ability to go out there and manage situational football no matter what it is, like you've been there a million times and like a professional. I mean, these guys, that's a different animal, man. I mean, you don't analyze and evaluate the Rams the same way you analyze and evaluate the Texans.
Yeah, the Texans are still pushing and trying to get to the level of, all right, we are contenders, like championship contenders. If they lose this game to this team without Lamar, without Roquan Smith, without Marlon Humphrey, without Madubuike, without all those guys, as I said earlier, you're not close.